This is a sample reading of the novel A Quantum of Uncertainty, written and narrated by Philip Nolan. The superior captain of the SeaTac warships had been gaining on Sophie. Finally, the colonial ship was drawing into extreme munitions range. He could not understand why the strong signal was garbled, but didn't believe the distortion to be from anything significant. Brem's world was lightly traveled and remained an unknown region on SeaTac navigational charts. The poor quality of their sensor readings continued as a mystery, for they did not know of the cosmic string that lay just ahead. Captain Wuhan's hands were sweating. He unconsciously wiped them on the legs of his uniform as he spoke. "Our quarry is drawing near and soon will lie within our grasp. Weapons control, why don't I have a preliminary firing solution?" Their navigator brazenly commented, "Our slip drive is acting strangely. Linkage to the wavefront grabs then slips, and the Kraken vessel is apparently still accelerating." Wuhan wasn't about to let his quarry escape. "Intensify linkage to the gravitic current and pull in our tack closer to the pulse." The navigator was not to be ignored. "This graviton current has no point origin but seems to spread across the abyss ahead. Its strength is immense and growing as we advance." Captain Wu's reply was uncharacteristically forgiving of the insolence shown by his navigator. "Since when can a Kraken colonial outsail a SeaTac warship? I want them under our weapons now. Lay into it, bring us up against that wavefront and use the gravity well to its full effect. Let it pull us inward, follow that Kraken vessel. If they can do it, then so can we." The smaller, swifter of the SeaTac frigates pulled ahead over the next hour, until their sensor tech called in, "Sir, we're losing lock on the target. It appears to be flitting out of existence and then reappearing at a new location for a minute before disappearing again." Captain Wuhan was about to reply when the signal returned, or rather, multiple signals returned. He was surprised to observe their quarry speeding onward at incredible speed, when a second ship appeared from out of nowhere. "Where did that other ship come from?" Captain Wuhan asked. Captain Shi, commanding Wuhan's faster sister ship, responded, for they were now far enough ahead of the captain and could interpret the data from a stronger sensor report. "We have two Kraken ships showing on our display. Something is not right, though. Their profiles are identical in vectors exactly power to 9 decimal places, but with opposite orientations." None of the SeaTac crew's explanations made sense to the captain, and that stoked his anger. "Pull it ahead, Captain G. Immediate linkage and engage the enemy. We'll be up with you for support before they can maneuver into a position of strength." The SeaTac vessel sped onward, flying forward at breakneck speed, accelerating wildly as they allowed themselves to be drawn down the strangely shaped gravity well. Soon she was smiling, for once again, they were gaining on their objective and would leap in for the kill. Yet, things were not behaving as expected. A bit later, the lead SeaTac frigate called in. "We continue to gain on them, but the Kraken ships appear to be separating from one another. I've directed navigation to take us to a firing position equidistant from both targets. Request permission to release a full spread of graviton torpedoes, targeting both." Captain Wuhan wasn't happy. His sub-captain was proposing a move of desperation that would destroy both targets rather than selecting one and allowing him to take chase on the second. A release carried out at this extreme range gave the enemy more time to counter the attack. Yet things were not proceeding as they should, and he stood a chance of losing both objectives. Wuhan, however, did not advance in rank by being cautious, and he knew victory was given to the bold